Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, June 22nd, first Monday of summer, as we are airing the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Appreciate you being tuned in and listening today over WSOF and WAJJ Christian Radio. Thank the Lord for a good day yesterday. Hope you had a good day as well. It was Father's Day, and I hope you told your father you love him and showed some honor and respect to your father. Amen. And pray for us. I'm headed to Kansas, my wife and I and Miss Katie. We're going to drop her off and let her visit a while with her parents. Then we're going on down to see my mom and dad and spend a few days with them. We'll be coming back then on this weekend. We'll be getting in Friday night or Saturday. And so hope you'll remember us in prayer there. And pray that God give us a good, safe trip. And we'll be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Well, I hope you'll also pray for our Wednesday night service. Brother Jimmy Moyes will be preaching for us. Evangelist Jimmy Moyes. And we're looking forward to that as well. I've got two songs queued up before we go to the message today, and a special message I'll say more about in a moment. But Brother Matt Willis singing for us, first of all, The Great Speckled Bird. And then Brother Travis Altop and friends singing a song entitled My Lord. All right, I appreciate those two good songs there. Hope they were a blessing. We're going to go to a message now that was actually started on Friday's broadcast last week. It's a two-day message, so the first part was on Friday. The second part, final part, will be today. Brother James Knox, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in DeLand, Florida, is preaching a sermon, and I thought it was just a good little short sermon comparing Psalm 22 and Psalm 23, and some wonderful thoughts. And I hope you'll pay attention and listen and be blessed as Brother James Knox preached this message today.
Brother James Knox, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in DeLand, Florida.
Appreciate the invitation. Appreciate this good church. Your pastor has been a blessing to our church. Thank you for letting him venture forth and preach in other places. And we really enjoy his ministry when it comes our way. I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to experiment on you this evening. And we'll just have a little Bible study here, and then Brother Joel can come and preach. Brother Jim Falour has a book that I trust most of you have read by now on the 23rd Psalm. Tonight, I want to bring you a message on the prequel to the 23rd Psalm. If there were no Psalm 22, there would be no Psalm 23. And I found some time ago in reading through these two Psalms, every blessing I enjoy in the 23rd Psalm is because Jesus Christ went without that blessing in the 22nd Psalm. He took my place in death so that He could bring me into His place in life. And I want to just try and compare the two with you together for a few minutes this evening, and then we'll turn things over to Brother Logan. Father, please help me to tell the truth in the way that You'd have it told. I pray, Father, that You would give us all a good understanding, not just of the words written on the page, but of what our blessed Redeemer has done for us. And we'll thank You for it in Jesus' name and amen. So we'll just be going back and forth this evening from the 23rd Psalm to the 22nd Psalm. You, I, God, could restore your heart because Jesus' heart was poured out like wax. You know why God could heal your broken heart? Because His Son's heart was crushed under the weight of that sin on the cross. Thank God for Psalm 23. But thank God for Psalm 22 that makes it possible. You know why you can confidently say, I will not fear the last enemy that is death itself. Because Jesus Christ allowed His Father to bring Him into the very dust, the dry, barren wilderness of death. And the Father does not come with a staff and stand guard as His beloved Son suffers. Instead, the Bible says, it pleased the Lord to bruise Him. Not you who deserved it. Not me who deserved it. It pleased the Lord to bruise Him. So that abandonment of Jesus, that I almost said the wrong word. That not failure of God, because it was purpose. They agreed upon it. But the Father did not come to help him, so that you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man should do unto me. You know why you know he'll never leave you? Because Jesus took your place in abandonment upon that cross. It's amazing. Look at that fifth verse. Thou preparest a table before me. That'd be good enough, wouldn't it? In the presence of mine enemies. It's not a good thing to do. We're not supposed to rejoice when our enemy falls, so we don't want him to fall. We just want him to see how good we've got it. I think I've grown a little in the Lord. I don't know, because we haven't had a real big split in a long time. But used to be when we had a real big split, I wanted God to do something to them to, you know, let them know they did the wrong thing. Now I've grown in the Lord. I just want him to bless me so much that they get jealous. Don't hurt them. Just make them envious. Just spread a big table. Let me sit there and eat a big drumstick and drool in their face. We had three people saved Sunday and your split church had none. Ha ha. And we did it without a band. But you know that Psalm 23, it doesn't say there's no enemies. And it doesn't say they're a long way off. You got a good church? You have present enemies. You got a good ministry? You have present enemies. You have a good family? You have present enemies. But the Lord said, just pull up a chair. Let me tuck the bib in. Pour you a drink. Serve you a meal. And you just don't worry about them. Just enjoy sitting at my table, having fellowship with me. Praise God. That's pretty good life. Pretty good life. What made it possible? Look at verse 13. Psalm 22, 13. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion. Oh. I don't know what enemies are around your table, but it's not that guy. I had these people say, the devil's after me. You're not that important. Maybe one of his fourth string bench playing reserve devils might come your way every once in a while. Most of my trouble is not the devil, it's me. I look in the mirror and say, get thee behind me, Satan. You know? But when Jesus on that cross, I mean, no joke. Look who's there. One who's like a roaring lion. And a ravening lion, that's a hungry lion. He wants to tear somebody to shreds. You know what fell on Jesus Christ at that cross? The wrath of God against all sins for all sinners forever. What falls on you now that you're saved? Blessing, 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 blessing. I should be suffering wrath. I'm sitting at a table and the Lord is serving me. As my enemies look on and wonder why they can't get permission to tear me apart for what I just did. How can you bless him when he did that? How can you bless her when she did that? How can you bless that church when they got all these things wrong? Jesus said, because I already paid for that. Whatever they had coming, I took it. What was that, Lord? Nothing, nothing. Just take care of a little business. You eat. And we just sit there at the table and have a great life. It's amazing. Verse 5 of Psalm 23, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This is God pouring out His good gifts upon us. And pouring them out in such abundance that we can't contain them all. You put the cup out, would you like some tea? Yes. And the servant just keeps pouring and pouring and it's pouring everywhere. You say, that's enough. I can't take any more. That's okay. We got plenty. Want another pitcher? No, my cup's full. That's okay. We got plenty. That's the Lord. He's just pouring it on us. Look at His Son on the cross. Psalm 22, verse 14. I am poured out like water. Everything Jesus had on the cross, He poured it out as He paid for your sins. Now everything Jesus has, He pours it forth and pours it on. We are not emptied of all hope and all blessing and all joy and all peace and all love because He was. Now we're the recipients of all hope and joy and peace and love and blessing. Praise the Lord. Went out of Him so He could bestow it upon us. Incredible. Look at that sixth verse of Psalm 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I used to read Ephesians 6 and I would preach it like you preach it and I would teach it like you teach it and I would always point out that there's no armor for the back. I've got a breastplate, I've got a shield, I've got a sword, I got nothing for back here. And then one day the light comes on. Goodness and mercy have that flank. Nobody's going to get me from behind when goodness and mercy are following me all the days of my life. Well, how'd that happen? Look at Jesus on the cross. Verse number 16, Psalm 22. For dogs have compassed me. Dogs have compassed me. Verse 12. Many bulls have compassed me. Strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. Now, maybe in our next message, Brother Joel, he'll give you the details on those bulls of Bashan. Or Brother Brent tomorrow can touch on that. I'll leave that for them. But to compass is to encircle. Beset me around. That means enemies, foes, principalities, powers, creepy things, scary things. Things only mentioned once in the Bible and they must be so awful, God's not even going to let you know what they are. They're all around Him and behind Him. Man, when I was a young Christian, I used to read these books about devil possession and unclean spirits and you know, Paredes, all that stuff. And I quit reading that stuff, man. Whatever the devil's doing, I don't want to know any more about it than I have to. Whatever's going on in that spirit world, let Clarence Larkin fight it out. I don't want to know. But I know this. Whatever snuck around behind Jesus to torment Him as He hung on that cross will never get around behind me. Whatever came up and bit Him from this side and bit Him from that side and tore Him over here and ripped Him over there, it will never come near me. Because goodness and mercy are keeping them at bay. But only because of what Jesus did for me on that cross. Now look at verse number 6, Psalm 23. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's said with such certainty. It's said in such an absolute confidence. Lord, He wants you to lay hold upon this. I'm going to live in God's house. I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live with the Lord. Praise God. How could that be? Look at verse 4, Psalm 22, 4. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted. And thou didst deliver them. Verse 6, but I am a worm and no man. Verse 20. Deliver my soul from the sword. My darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. But he didn't. Jesus gave up the ghost and died. Look at verse 15. We saw it once, we'll see it again. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. When our sins were placed on the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father began to punish the Son for your sins and for mine. Death came and took him, for the wages of sin is death. God the Father did not come and deliver him from that death. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And he was led into the very dust of death. And then 3 days and three nights later, he rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Ascend to the right hand of the Father. And when you call upon him and trust him as your Savior, all these things in Psalm 22 that should have happened to you get credited to your account. They're already paid for. And instead of you, because of your sin, instead of me, because of my sin, being led to dwell in the dust of death forever, we are completely turned and given a brand new, everlasting hope and destination so that we can say, and I, the sinner, and I, the one who deserved the wrath of God, shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that an amazing thing? Look at Psalm 22, verse 22. Here's the only response we could give to the truths of verse 1 to 21. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him. All ye the seed of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All ye the seed of Israel, for he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. When he cried unto him, he heard, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. And let me remind you that that was Brother James Knox finishing up a message that was started on Friday's broadcast. And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll be back. I'll be starting a sermon that we preached here in the auditorium of the Island Ford Baptist Church. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.